yay. Let's see what you bid on this time. Oh, fine, fine, fine. Let's see what we bid on, because you give me so much say in this enterprise. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of last week's bonanza and how much you forked over for that unit after I told you to bow out, I don't know how many times. And how much have we made off of all the treasures we found there, Well, I'll tell you how much. Just barely enough for groceries. In fact, name me one auction where we actually recouped what we spent on it. Ugh, the Perth Amboy Hall, the Perth Amboy Hall. Let me point out, mister, that if it wasn't for that one chandelier we found in that locker, the great and fabled Perth Amboy Hall would have been a bust, too. Whatever, whatever. Let's just get this over with and see what we have here. Oh, wow. Phone cords and AV cables. Score. Sweet DVDs. Tons of resale value on those these days. Oh, honey, come see. Sociology textbooks from 1993. And they're water damaged. Come check what out? Oh, wow. Amazing. An old-fashioned oil lamp. I wouldn't get too excited there, bud. Old-fashioned doesn't mean it's actually old. Dude, look around you. Unless there's a huge market for vintage IKEA, I don't think we're gonna find much in the way of antiques here. Oh, for fuck's sake. I know IKEA has been around way longer than it's been in the US. Stop fucking mansplaining at me and look around. This is just another locker full of junk. Whatever, whatever. You play with your little lamp there, and I'll try to dig up something that might actually buy us some lunch.
Hello there.
What? Who the fuck are you? Where did she?
I am the genie of the lamp, is who the fuck I am. And if you're asking where I came from, well, I came from this lamp. Duh.
The fuck you did? How did she?
I was summoned, is how.
Bitch, please. If you're gonna pull some stupid stunt, work on your goddamn cues. He didn't even rub that lamp yet.
Bitch, you please. Life ain't Disney, you know. All I need to be summoned is to sense a great, deep, soulful yearning from whoever may hold the lamp.
Oh, is that all? And then we get to make three wishes, do we?
No, he will be granted only one.
Well, he better be wishing for some big financial windfall, because if I wasn't over the storage bidding bullshit before, I sure as fuck am now. So go on, babe, wish.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't need to. That's not the way it works. I only grant the one wish, and the one wish I grant is the wish. The one thing he longs for most at this particular moment in time. He doesn't get to choose among many. He doesn't even need to say it out loud. I know what it is, and it's already granted.
What the fuck?
You see, your partner here finds himself irrationally attracted to you when you're at your most irate. Now, that isn't to say he's only attracted to you when you're irate. I sense that he cares for you quite deeply, that he loves you quite profoundly.
What the fuck is happening down here? I mean, what the fuck?
But in terms
Oh my
of
God.
pure, raw sexual excitement, he finds you to be at your most animalistic whenever you're completely and thoroughly incensed. However, in terms of action, his attraction to you becomes curiously neutered after a lifetime of internalized misogyny. The poor boy simply can't imagine a way for you to unleash all that aggression in a way that would satisfy his desire for you in moments like this. At least, not without a.
Babe, did you wish for me to have a cock?
Indeed he did. Oh, but those jeans don't look like they were cut for someone who's packing. The crotch must feel so tight and binding.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it's just us here. Maybe you should take those off and make yourself comfy.
What? No, that's crazy.
Oh, come on, girl. Give yourself some relief. You must be dying in there.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, go on. We're all adults here. Take them off. Give that guy some air already.
Okay.
And you, boy.
Holy shit, that's better.
Why don't you be a gentleman and take those jeans off so you can swap? It's not like you need all that extra room right now.
What do you mean?
Go ahead, boy. Show her the other part and parcel of your wish.
Holy.
Well, we can clearly see what you don't have anymore. But, here, let me clear this desk off for you. Ew, but it's still so dusty. Hold on, and I'll make it nice and shiny clean. Now, boy, why don't you hop that cute, perky ass right on up there? That's right, right on the edge. Now spread those legs for us and show the love of your life what you've got between them now.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Someone here wished himself a pussy.
Oh my god. I fucking love it.
I can tell. That cock in your hand tells all. What about you, boy? Do you like what you see? The love of your life stroking her cock while she eyes that juicy slit between your legs? Just imagining to herself how good it's going to feel when she slips it inside of you?
Fuck.
Here, I'll get this pussy nice and ready for you both. Come on, boy, lie back. Hands behind those knees now. That's it. Pull them in close and keep them out of my way. And keep these sexy legs spread while I treat myself to just a little taste.
Oh, yes. Yes. Tease this clit. Tease it. I'll make him nice and wet for me.
I'd pay attention, boy, for future reference. When things go back to normal, it's better to take your time. To just start off nice and slow and just tease. And tease. And tease. With lots of eye contact. Lots of eye contact. Save the full-on muff diving for later. You don't want to overstimulate. Oh, numb the nerves. Right off the bat.
Yes. Oh, work that tongue inside him. Oh, fuck, that is hot.
Calm down, girl. Same goes for you, too, you know. Ease off that tip a little. You don't want to blow your load right now, do you? Then take it slow. Treat yourself to working the head a little bit, but for now, just pump the bass more. That'll keep you nice and hard without working yourself up too fast.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Actually, why don't you come a bit closer and smack this bitch around with it?
Why don't I? Come here, love. Turn your head. Face me. And that's it. Now, let me hold this fucking head down and smack this cheek. There. And there. And now, one, two, three. Oh, don't flinch, baby. Those are just love taps. Believe me, I can get much rougher. Much faster. If that's what my little bitch wants.
I don't know if it's you or me. Or both of us. But someone's really made this pussy start to run like a fucking river down here.
Well, I guess that's my cue then.
Come on over and have at it. There you go. Just push his legs back and line yourself up. Oh, he's so drenched and you're so hard. I don't think you'll need any helping hands to guide you in, so I'll just walk on over this way and pin his hands down right above his head.
You stay spread for me, sweetheart. No clamming up now. I think I've got it right where it needs to be, and... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, I got it right where it needs to be.
There you go. How's that feel?
Holy shit. He's so fucking tight. So fucking tight. It's so fucking wet. Oh my god. I don't know what to do. I want to tease this out. Make it last, but holy fuck, Lord. Do I want to just quit messing around and just pound this bitch out?
May I make a suggestion then?
What's that?
Well, I think that lamp's within reach.
Yeah?
Why don't you just reach out and touch it? Just place your hand on it. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
Wish granted.
Huh? How? I didn't even make one.
It's like I told you. You don't have to. You don't have to articulate a single thing. Not even to yourself. All I need is to sense it. To me, wishes are like pheromones. What you long for, what you desire, to me, it all pours out of you like sweat. And me, all I have to do is sniff it out. And then I simply grant it.
Well, what the fuck did I wish for?
This. To have this whenever you want it. To switch back and forth like this whenever you choose to. That's right. There's no need to hold back now. There's no reason to deny yourself the pleasure building up in that cock. You can fuck this bitch like you're a high school senior who couldn't give two shits about his pleasure. So pound him out.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, fuck. That's right, bitch.
In the meantime, this is by far one of the hottest wishes I've ever witnessed. You wouldn't mind if I partake a little, would you?
Go right the fuck ahead.
The great thing about being a genie is knowing exactly what I wish for. And all I need to do to get what I want is this. Here, boy. Turn your head. Face me in my cock. And open that mouth. Oh, that's it. Oh, no. You keep that head still. You don't need to do a fucking thing except keep that mouth wide open. I'm just gonna pin that head down and treat myself to this pretty little face hole of yours.
Holy shit. That's hot. Fuck his mouth. Fuck his throat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a good little mouth you got there.
Fuck his mouth. Yeah. Fuck his pussy. I don't think I can hold out any longer.
You don't have to, darling. This bitch is yours now. For life. You can do this whenever you please. So you just bust that nut inside him. Or, you know, wherever.
Oh, fuck.
Something tells me this one has combat galore ahead of him. And don't you worry, little one. I'm a genie. I'm pure magic. So I'm gonna time this just right. When she blows, I blow.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna go. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Take it. Oh, down your fucking throat.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh my God, that was incredible.
Oh, indeed. I have to say, in all my centuries, that was a first for me. Oh, I hope it's not the last.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that.
What do you mean?
I thought you knew all, because I know exactly what I wished for.
Yeah?
I wish to be able to do this whenever I want.
Right, and you can. Wait, did you mean all of this? Like the three of us together? Did you? Am I bound to you now?
That's right. Cock and all.
Well, obviously that's a first too.
Does that sound good, baby? Do you finally feel satisfied?
I'd say fucked speechless definitely means a resounding yes.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so too. I'll tell you what, sweetheart. You just lie there as long as you need to. I think me and her, we're going to go hop in the car and find some place to eat. Because all of a sudden, I'm starving for some strange reason. I'll bring you back a sandwich or something. So you, girl, you should probably make yourself decent.
Done.
I guess we'll see you in a bit, love. In the meantime, maybe you try to find something worth selling in here.